Peace, this is Rod Stars.
Peace, this is G1, and together we're Rebel Diaz. When we in the DMV, you know we're listening to that People Power Radio, WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by the Uncle Devin Show Radio Network.
Adults have the music, my parents have the music, the teens have the music, but what about me? I said the adults have the music, my parents have the music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm your host, Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And you know what, Auntie Lolita?
What?
It's that time of year.
That's right. The most wonderful time of the year.
That's right. You get ready for our wonderful, I guess what we will call this, our holiday and Kwanzaa special. And I hope you are ready because we're going to bring the fire. But before we even get started, we want to just give everyone a shout out and say happy holiday season to everyone. No matter what you're celebrating and where you're celebrating, we want you to be happy, want you to be full of love and good cheer, and get ready for a wonderful new year.
And remember to stay safe in these challenging times. It's important to practice social distancing and remember to wear your mask.
Yes.
Not only for yourself, but those you love the most.
That's right. And we want to do that no matter where you are, whether you're indoors, whether you're out playing, or whether or not you're on your sleigh bells. And I love this time of year because I can bring my sleigh bells out and we can talk and have some fun with that. And so we're going to open up right now, if you don't mind, Auntie Lolita. I think it may be our favorite song. Definitely is my favorite holiday song. Let's open up with my man, Donny Hathaway. And this is This Christmas.
Trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
Christmas for me. your brother Merry Christmas. listening to Weird Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
That makes me so happy. I just love this music. I don't know. It just brings a joy and a happiness to me.
Yes, and that song, My Favorite Things, really isn't a holiday song.
Yeah.
It was from the movie The Sound of Music, but it has really become a holiday favorite, and it's so fitting.
Yes, it is.
And that particular version was by The Supremes.
The Supremes. I love it. And then before that, we had a wonderful version that I really just became aware of the last couple of years, and that's Babyface with Sleigh Ride. And, you know, I love when he was swinging it. Well,
yes.
I love that swinging. You know, we here at WPFW with Jazz and Justice, you know we love that.
Prior to that, we had Jingle Bells by Desmond Dennis.
Yes, had to play that. He has some lot of wonderful music and just some wonderful way to use the Jingle Bells, as I have here in front of me. And then, of course, we opened up with This Christmas with Donnie Hathaway. Now, did you get it? Hopefully people got a chance to go out and see the Saturn and Jupiter stars this week. And it's a wonderful time of year when you had that beautiful star that's there. And I think it's important for us to take a few moments and talk about the importance of stars. You ever stargaze when you were younger?
I did. I lived in what people here in the DMV refer to as the country.
What's the country?
And really, it's the suburbs of D.C., but
what is it?
On a
Charles
clear
County?
Night. Yes, Charles County, Bryans Road, Maryland.
There it is.
But you could really see them clearly at night. And when I moved to New York and lived in the city, it made me realize how much I missed being able to see them so clear in the night.
Well, you know what? Let's do this next set talking about the importance of stars and how we all kind of have a connection with stars. And we're going to go with the group out of Philadelphia, City Love. And this is We're All Made of Stars featuring Dr. Michelle Jordan and Nimrod Speaks.
All right, City Love.
Yo, 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 Imani, Caselli, did you know that we're made of the same ingredients that the stars in the sky are made of?
Seriously? Whoa, really?
I'm out.
I like spiders.
I like bees.
I say
we're so alive. We're all made of stars. We're all made of stars. Different ways, different colors. We're all stars. Let's love one another. Different ways, different colors. We're all stars. Let's love one another. You like me, and I like you. Me gusta rojo. We're all different and that's so cool. We're all made of stars. We're all made of stars. We're all made of stars.
Look up at the stars in the sky. Aren't they beautiful? Just like every one of us. Did you know that the Earth, the Moon, the oceans, ice cream, dinosaurs, spaghetti, and even all of us are made of stardust? Many of the ingredients that make us were formed inside stars, and when these stars exploded, they shared these ingredients with the universe around them, which allowed us to come into being. So we all share the same origin. We're a part of the universe, and the universe is a part of us. And even though we can all be so different from one another, we are all made of the same thing. We are all made of stardust.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Every night I look in the sky, I wonder how you get up there so high. And when it is day, how you fade away. Is it magic or just amazing? I don't even need my nightlight. You shine so bright. Wish I could hold you by my side. Think about you, I dream about you. I smile in my sleep, cause you're my twinkle, twinkle. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Show my star, wish for a bike, a pretty new dog. I wish I can fly and live in the sky. I wait for the day, my wishes come true. So I'll meet my star, oh how I love you. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. You get up there so high. And when it is day, how you fade away. Is it magic or just amazing? I don't even need my nightlight. You shine so bright. Wish I could hold you by my side. Think about you, I dream about you. I smile in my sleep, cause you're my twinkle, twinkle. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Magic that you have, if you only knew. even just a little. No more being shy, no more staying in the middle. We're about to take flight, so you better hold on. Flying through the night, put your night vision on. With the eye of an eagle, the heart of a lion, the wings of an angel to keep me flying. I'm light as a feather, cause I smile every day. The love in my heart, I give it away.
One and only Ayanna Gregory, the daughter of the late civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory, with her song called Star People.
Yeah, and I love that line, they can't hold us back because we've come too far. And prior to that, you heard Twinkle Twinkle Little Star by Solange.
Yes, another one of my favorites. And of course, Beyonce's sister, they bring that wonderful song, and they've really taken it to a whole nother level. And again, we opened up with City Love, one of our favorite CDs for this year. But you know what? It's time for us to now get into our little Kwanzaa set. And this is Kwanzaa probably like you've never heard it before. And we're going to have some fun with it. We're going to bring that beat.
Bring it, Uncle Devin. Bring you better it. Bring it.
We're going to bring it. And we're going to open up with a group called Silverback Tribe. Don't know where they're from. I've been looking them up online. I got to find out where they're from. But I know where their heart is. When you hear it, you're going to understand where it's from, too. Here we are, WPFW 89.3 FM.
We celebrate Kwanzaa, around here. We celebrate Kwanzaa, right here. We celebrate Kwanzaa, around here. We celebrate Kwanzaa, right here. We celebrate Kwanzaa, around here. We celebrate Kwanzaa, right here. We celebrate Kwanzaa, around here. We celebrate Kwanzaa.
It's all about purpose. Learn your history and stay focused on the future. Keep it real. Sit down and relax, and I give you the spiel. We celebrate Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa. Round here, we celebrate Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa.
We celebrate Kwanzaa. Round here, we celebrate Kwanzaa. Right here, we celebrate Kwanzaa.
So much fun, I'm not worried about drama. Kuji Jagulia, self-determination. You know this song gonna be number one in the nation. We celebrate Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa. Around here, we celebrate Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa.
We celebrate Kwanzaa.
This one's going out to all my African brethren and sistren all over the planet Earth. I love you, regardless to name, land, or language. We are one. Happy Kwanzaa. We can share this holiday. It's all good. It's ours. Hey, it's yours. Perfect, but I love ya. We fuss and fight, but I'm always thinking of ya. I wanna take you back to Wakanda. Let's reconnect through Kwanzaa and Guzu Saba's our wormhole to rekindle our souls. We need the fam to come together, laugh and smile and eat plans together, kiss and hug, hold hands together, get our prayer on, show that we care on these sacred days, as we remember our ancient ways. Pour out the ablution, God and the ancestors our solution. You really want to see Wakanda? Let's reconnect through Kwanzaa. Let's reconnect through Kwanzaa. Saba. Number one, unity is our power. Number two, Kuchichagalia, self-determination will surely free you. Number three, Ujima, we all win when we work together. Number four, Ujama, by black like Marcus Garvey told you. Purpose, you're a born leader. Number six, Kaumba. You know what? Your creator left a gift on you. Number seven, Imani makes you unstoppable. With faith, you can conquer any obstacle. You really want to see a Wakanda? Let's reconnect through Kwanzaa.
Listen to my Uncle Devin on V Nation Radio. Keep it locked.
Ujima, Ujamania, Kumba. brothers, sisters, friends, and family, all together in one love and unity. You just are only getting to Nguzo Sapa and make it happen for Happy Kwanzaa. We're just sing on the back of our ancestors, gonna make us stand up forevermore.
Celebrating people of African descent and African culture. The word Kwanzaa means first fruits of the harvest in Swahili. Come on, everyone, it's Kwanzaa time!
Let's come together now, it's Kwanzaa time. Let's come together now, it's Kwanzaa time.
We celebrate Kwanzaa because it's a way to teach the principles that we must learn to reap the wealth of every seed we sow. The Nguzo Saba gives us values and a way to show we're building a future we can harvest so the world will know.
We will have a gathering.
We'll bring our whole family.
We'll explore our family tree.
Celebrate our history.
Let's leave the man a chef, it's on the shelf.
Awesome. 8 Days of Hanukkah by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Yeah, see, I love those different ways of just making people feel into the season. And you know what? It's for everyone. So I love that song also.
Yeah, and it had a throwback.
Yeah, it really was a throwback.
Yeah.
And then we had Arthur and Friends singing It's Kwanzaa Time. That's right. The same Arthur that you, that for the children's show on television. So wonderful, wonderful job for that, Arthur and Friends.
Prior to that, we had Kwanzaa Celebration by Commandant Simi.
Yeah, Commandant. You know, and I love it because there's so many different ways that people can celebrate Kwanzaa in different songs. And that's why I love this set list. And then before that, we had Kamal Amani with Let's Reconnect This Kwanzaa. And then, of course, we opened up with that
Kwanzaa by Silverback Tribe. Definitely had a DMV vibe to it.
Yes, it really did. It absolutely did. I love that.
I'm just curious to know if they're from this area.
We're going to have to find out.
We're going to find out. Yeah, we're going to find out.
But, you know, earlier this week, fellow artist Lisa Hines connected us with a wonderful family music group out of Columbus, Ohio, called The Wise Channel. You can find them on YouTube. The group consists of the parents and their children. Shout out to Salon and Caleb. They offer some wonderful music, and I fell in love with the song they did in honor of grandparents. So I want you to check this out. It's a very fun and entertaining song called Grandparents Day Song, Got Your Back. You're going to love it.
Don't worry, baby. It's going to be okay.
But everything is going wrong, and we don't know what to do.
And nobody cares enough to help us.
You know me and Grandpa care.
We know.
I don't think you do.
Maybe we should tell them in a way they'll definitely understand. Drop that beat.
Where is that music coming from?
Hey, everybody. It's Grandmaster Grandma coming at you. And this is my boy.
The Notorious P.O.P.
What is this?
I think they're about to rap.
Yo, check it out. They call me Grandma.
Grandma.
Granny. Oh, know why I'm your favorite. The reason's very clear.
Can I have soda?
Yes.
Candy?
Yeah, baby.
Ice cream treats?
When my babies come to Grandma's house, they can't have anything. So give me hugs and give me kisses. Eat another ice cream cone, 'cause after I sugar you up.
Ooh, child, I'm gonna send your tail back home.
My hip may slip, I may walk slow. My back gets out of whack. But you best believe no matter what, your grandma's got your back.
Well, that was awkward.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Come on, Pop. Show them what you're working with.
Oh, y'all done woke me up now. They call me Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Papa. And some just call me Pop.
Pop.
And when I step into the room, the party never stops. 'Cause I have jokes and funny faces. Yeah, I'm a comedian, but most importantly, as time goes by, I'll always be your friend. So grab a rod and let's go fishing in the little pond out back, and listen to my words of wisdom, 'cause your parents don't know jack. My hip, they slip, I may walk slow, my back gets out of whack.
Oh, my back.
But you best believe, no matter what, your grandpa's got your back.
I did not see that coming.
Me neither, but it's good to know that you have our back.
And you know what?
No, what?
We've got your back, too.
Your hip may slip, you may walk slow, your back gets out of whack. But you best believe, no matter what, your grands have got your back.
So sweet. Now who wants some ice?
ice cream?
I do.
Come on, babies.
I think I'll have a scoop, too.
All right, now.
To all the grandparents out there, thanks for having our backs. And to our grandparents,
we love you.
Aw, thank you guys so much. Come and give Grandma a big hug. Grandma's baby's so wheeling.
Aw, that's so nice of you. Grandpa loves you too.
Oh, that is so nice of you guys. Thank you. You know we love you.
Oh, that's great. Is it time for my solo?
Andrés, ¿qué estás escuchando?
Estoy escuchando We Nation Radio.
We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Global Beats.
For little feet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that song.
Isn't it great?
Yes. Well so, done, Salon, Caleb, and the entire Wise family.
Yes. And again, you can find them if you go to YouTube and look up the Wise channel, WISE. And watch some of their, I mean, you have some wonderful, high-quality videos on there. So thank you all. And we look forward to working with you all moving forward, because this is what this station is all about, bringing in and really amplifying artists that focus on family music.
And I love that they're including their children in the process.
Yes, great, great, great.
It's time for We Nation Radio's podcast sneak peek. And if you weren't aware, WeNationRadio.com/podcast is where you can find a plethora of interviews that Uncle Devin has done with some amazing artists, teachers, storytellers.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like anyone centering around our industry, and it gives us an opportunity to do a deep dive as to what even got them started as an artist.
Or other little known fun facts that we don't know.
What's their favorite food and what's their favorite color? So yes, this is great. And so the sneak peek is,
actually, this week we're featuring Kimberly Stewart, based out of the Bay Area, but now she's in the greater Los Angeles area. She's a singer, a composer, pianist, and teacher. Visit WeNationRadio.com/podcast to listen to the entire interview. And also it's available on most podcast platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, and now Pandora.
Yeah, and it was a great interview. I mean, she's phenomenal. I love her energy and even what she's doing on her Instagram page. If you go to Kimberly Stewart and look her up on Instagram, her videos are wonderful. So I think it's great.
Or visit KimberlyStewartMusic.com. Let's listen.
You wrote a beautiful song, Brown Boy, Brown Girl, I believe mm-hmm. is the name.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that. What was your purpose of writing this song?
So I wrote it during the height of the social unrest. But I started thinking about some experiences that I had as a child. And if I really quick, I'll share two. So one experience, I was at one point, we were living out in Vacaville, which is a dominantly white city. And it was Martin Luther King Jr. Day, or it might have been Black History Month. I don't know, but it was like I could count on my hand the number of black kids that were at this school. And we had a special assembly, and the principal was, I guess this was, they were trying to educate everybody, you know, and he was talking about he was telling a story from the civil rights movement, and he was really putting the emphasis on how poorly black people were treated. And it was awkward because the principal was white and everybody was white. And even though the point he was making was, you know, it was wrong for these people to be treated this way. I just remember the feeling was like, it was just kind of awkward for me. But anyway, what happened was there was this little blonde boy was sitting next to me in the assembly, and he poked my shoulder. And when I looked at him, he was smirking and pointing at me like, ha, and it was as to say, ha, 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 that was you. He's talking about you. You're black. And I looked at him and I said, I'm not black. And I, you know, to this day, I don't know what possessed me to say that, but I guess it was just my desire not to stand out. Maybe to just blend in, you know, let's not talk about that. It's too uncomfortable, you know, going back to that whole thing. Let's not, you know, let's just keep sweep it under the rug. And, you know, let's just put a big Band-Aid over this wound and keep it going. Let's not rock the boat. So that was one incident that I remember. And just if I just wish someone had been there to tell me, listen, you are a beautiful child. You're beautiful. You're a beautiful brown girl. You need to be proud of who you are. You know, there's, you have nothing. Don't ever be ashamed of who you are, ever. Then there was another experience that I had, and this happened when I was an adult and I was teaching at a preschool, and I shared a story with the kids. It was a book about some crayons, and it was the author was, their intention was to create unity among children. So all these different crayons, there were different colors and whatever. They had a big fight, but then they all came together and they made this big rainbow. It was a cute little story. So after I told the story, all the children started saying, oh, I want to be blue. I want to be red. I'm going to be this crayon. You know, as children do, everybody wants to, yeah, I'm going to be this color. I'm going to be that color. Now, there were two little African-American girls in this classroom. One was light-skinned and the other one was dark-skinned. So the little dark-skinned girl came up to me and said, Miss Kim, I'm going to be the pink crayon. And then the other child went up to her and said, no, you can be the black crayon. And there was, you could totally see like the venom in her voice. Like she wanted this little girl to feel bad. And the little girl did. She felt really bad. She got really upset. And it bothered me that she was, first, it bothered me that this child was using the color black as something negative, as a weapon. And it bothered me too that the little girl saw it as an attack. So I sat everybody down and we talked about the color black and how beautiful it was. And I said, look at, my hair is black. Your jacket is black. And we went around the classroom and everybody found something that was black and that was something that was good. So having said all of that, I don't want African-American children to have to experience that. You know, I want, black is good, brown is good, you are good. I just don't ever want a child to experience negative feelings about themselves.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a listen to your song, Brown Boy, Brown Girl.
Okay.
And then we'll talk a little bit more about it. You're listening to We Nation Podcast. Check this out.
Just to be, you're a star and you shine in the ebony sky so bright. You illuminate, your soul resonates, the essence of your presence sends the hatred away. Brown boy, brown girl, precious little black girl, do you know you matter to me? This girl hope, brown boy, brown girl, your spirit is gold, brown boy, brown girl.
Well, when you know you hear Matt Wilson saying goodbye, my new friends, it's time for us to go. But thank you all for joining us for another wonderful show.
And I always look forward to the end of the show just so I can hear that song.
I love that song. Swing it. Swing it, Matt.
Yes. And for all of you that want to see Uncle Devin perform virtually, You'll be able to do just that next Tuesday, December 29th, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Brooklyn Public Library's virtual Stomp, Clap, and Sing.
Brooklyn's in the house.
Yes.
so exciting.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of great work with them. I mean, I want to give a shout out to all of them up there and some our racism and children's music workshops that we're doing. So thank you, Brooklyn. We look forward to continue that work, that wonderful work together.
That's right. And next week, December 30th, be sure to tune in because Uncle Devin, We Nation Radio, will present the best of 2020.
Uh-oh, there we go. We're getting ready because you know what? A lot of artists were ignored this year in the Grammys, but you're not going to be ignored by We Nation Radio.
Not at all, not in the least.
So you want to tune in so we can share with you some wonderful work that people are doing.
We want to celebrate and amplify amazing artists.
Yes.
And then check out what's shaking in We Nation for our calendar of events for this holiday season. Visit WeNationRadio.com/calendar.
And also, you can follow us on our social media at We Nation Radio. But right now, we have to make way for Donald Temple and Loveology. Just remember, life is a drum.
So beat it!
This is brought to you by the...